some menus or just the regular?
It's Breakfast Food with Natalie Guest.
Aye, aye, aye. G'day, Nat.
Hello.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
That's very good to hear. I've just lost my ability to talk for a moment there.
I'll take over from here.
I'm glad you're here to do that. What are we talking about today?
We're talking about condiments.
Ooh.
I feel like among the listeners, this is going to be a very, very popular topic. So start getting your texts in, 5395.
Best condiment.
Favourite condiment. Yeah, and what why. You have, why and what you have it with.
Also worst condiments as well. I would like to know what you really just will never touch too. Keep them coming in to 5395.
All right, what have you got for us, Nat?
Okay, so I've got a few recipes. We had a little dinner party last night and we were talking about... everyone went around and pretty much talked about their favourite condiment.
Nice.
Which is awesome. And lots of people chose mayonnaise.
Ooh.
Yeah, which I think is potentially one of mine as well.
It's a good, you know, sort of like oily goodness kind of thing. Like it with chips.
And there's yes, with chips. That's like, that's what my mum brings down to the fish and chip shop.
So I grew up not liking mayonnaise. I'm still iffy about it. I won't lie.
Yeah. I think it does have a bit of a yuck factor for some people too. Just kind of gets them in the like, ugh.
You either love it or you hate it, I think. But there's so many great mayonnaises. So QP is delicious. Also Best Foods, or there's the Heinz one with has free range eggs in it, which is great.
Nice.
And Dirty kind of Eater mayonnaise as well.
What's that?
Eater.
Oh, no,
like,
sorry.
It's like the Kiwi brand.
The Kiwi brand.
Yeah.
I thought it was a name. Eating it.
I thought you were doing like a woman's name, like Eater.
Yeah, just making it sound really fancy.
Posh mayo.
A recipe that I really love to do with QP mayonnaise that I serve with steamed broccoli all the time when we have dinner is you kind of roast some sesame seeds in a pan and then in your mortar and pestle, or you could do it in a blender, I think, as well, just crush them up and they go kind of oily, like kind of tahini texture, but a bit coarser than that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you mix that through the QP with a little bit of lemon juice. It's really yum. I don't know
that
if
sounds fantastic.
Tried the other great condiment, the QP sesame dressing. It's similar to that but has less rubbish in it.
QP mayo, for people who just might not know what we're talking about, is the one in the cute little bottle that looks like a baby.
Yeah, Japanese mayonnaise.
Japanese mayo.
Yeah. It's pretty yum. It's quite sweet.
Yeah.
Get out and buy some if you haven't tried it.
Excellent.
I think my favourite condiment, and I'm not sure that it is a condiment, is, correct me, listeners, if I'm wrong, is yogurt. I think like a plain
Greek yogurt.
That counts
as a condiment?
Yogurt. I think that counts.
Yeah. Well, I think, I guess it's super versatile. You can make garlic yogurt with mint and garlic. You can make a tzatziki with grated cucumber. Sriracha mayo and yogurt is really good together.
Ooh.
That's really nice with fried chicken or pretty much everything. Yogurt's really good in a slaw dressing as well.
Yeah,
delicious.
That
very
sounds
versatile.
Very nice. We've got a couple of texts rolling in already. Someone said garlic aioli, which I think sits somewhere in the world between the yogurt mayo situation there. And speaking of slightly spicy things, Mike says kaitaia fire. That one's actually quite spicy.
Yes, kaitaia fire is delicious.
The wahaweta kiwi fruit and habanero one.
Yeah, really good.
They've put like a bomb emoji and a flame emoji, so I think it's got quite the kick.
It is fire. Yeah. It's great. I really like kaitaia fire just on chicken wings. Just
yum.
That's the only thing you'd put on, maybe a little bit of salt.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so vinegary.
Yeah.
So you kind of use it as a...
as a marinade.
A marinade, cool.
Yeah, it's super easy. Just chuck like half a bottle of that on like 2 packets of chicken wings and bake them in the oven.
Yum. Oh,
such a good time.
Ah, that's so easy.
Yeah, super easy. And I really like condiments mixed together to make other condiments as well.
Nice.
Like
this is
a
fantastic.
Burger sauce. Have you guys made burger sauce?
I haven't made burger sauce, no, but I've had burger sauce.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, didn't they sell like the McDonald's burger sauce in the supermarket for a while and everyone lost their minds?
Yeah.
Yeah. I vaguely remember this happening. But how do you make it at home?
It's a mixture of tomato sauce, mustard, mayo, chopped white onion and hot sauce. A tablespoon of tomato, a tablespoon of mustard, like American mustard, 2 tablespoons of mayo, half a chopped white onion, a few dashes of hot sauce, and you can slice up a little bit of pickle in there as well.
Yeah,
you
want to
make
pickle.
It dilly, like Big Mac sauce.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Big Mac sauce secrets.
Revealed on the radio. Yeah. We're having quite a few Japanese mayo texts coming in here. Paul has said, okonomiyaki as well.
Yes,
very nice.
Japanese kind of okonomiyaki sauce or bulldog sauce is really good. It's like a Japanese
barbecue sauce. Okay.
Yeah.
Yum.
Yeah.
And you had a barbecue sauce recipe, which I've been eagerly waiting for.
Teased you last week about it. Yes, so I use A Joy of Cooking, which is kind of an American cooking Bible barbecue sauce.
Yum.
It's... hope you got a pen. It's quite long.
Get your notepads out, folks.
It's 1.5 cups of tomato sauce, 1 cup of vinegar, red wine. You can use cider vinegar as well or malt vinegar. 1/4 of a cup of Worcestershire sauce, great condiment. 1/4 of a cup of soy sauce, 1 cup of brown sugar, 2 tablespoons of mustard. The recipe calls for 4 tablespoons of chili powder.
Whoa, I do not do that.
I do maybe like 1 heaped teaspoon.
Would that be, if this is an American recipe though, maybe that's not like cayenne that we're talking about, or is that cayenne?
I don't know.
That sounds...
I once made it with that. It was like brutal. a tablespoon of freshly minced ginger, 2 cloves of minced garlic, 2 tablespoons of vegetable oil, and 3 slices of lemon. And basically you just simmer that together on the stove and whisk it together, and it keeps in the fridge for, I would say I've hid it in the fridge for like 6 to 8 months if you want to sterilise the jar.
That is a long time.
Yeah, it's so good on the Kaitaia Fire chicken wings or on ribs or in pulled pork.
Yum.
Delicious. I think I'm going to make that.
On more mayonnaise texts that are coming in, we've got a vegan mayonnaise coming in here. Someone says the Wise Boys mayo is very good.
Yeah, it's excellent. I think they make it with aquafaba.
I don't mind the Ceres Organics one as well. That one's quite good.
Is aquafaba the juice around chickpeas?
Yeah, the brine that's in the can.
Nice.
Yeah.
I just want to touch on tomato sauce.
Oh, do it.
Because it's my favourite.
Go there, Tess.
What are you guys, Waddy's or Heinz?
I like the one that has the bits in it, but I can't remember what it's called right now. You know the one I mean?
I can't remember
Tui
the brand.
Tomato sauce. That one's really good. It's got little bits in it. I hope I'm not the only person who likes it. My flatmate used to buy it, and I thought he was really weird, and then I tried it one day, and I was like, no, you're actually on a higher level of intelligence. I take it all back.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, the branding just puts me right off.
Yeah, it's awful. I think that was what put me off originally, too. I was like, no, I don't know about this. Tesla, what is yours?
Heinz, it's got to be.
All the way?
Yeah. I probably wouldn't even eat Watties.
It is a superior tomato sauce.
Okay.
I buy Frenchie's tomato sauce. Or ketchup, it's an American one, but it doesn't have corn syrup in it. But Heinz
is very good.
It is the best.
It's the one. It is the so classic sweet, for fish and so chips delicious. As well that you can't go past.
And a burger.
Yeah.
So good. What's your favourite, Jill?
I think I would have to go Heinz over Watties there probably too. I think. I don't know what my favourite condiment is.
Maybe you've got to think about that. Yeah.
I like a little wasabi and in things as well, mixed into stuff to get that little sort of kick is a good time.
I think it depends what you're eating, right? But tomato sauce has got to be the most...
versatile?
Yeah.
That's very much a controversial opinion, but...
Mayo's pretty versatile as well.
I just have poor memories of it from my childhood, you know? teasing me for not liking mayonnaise.
I'm going to say the texters have mostly got opinions about different kinds of mayo, so maybe mayo was the one this morning. Someone said Cully's pickle maize is vegan friendly.
Oh.
Has that got bits of pickle in it? I can only assume.
Oh, bits.
Bits? We like a bit, to be fair. Well, this is a very tasty segment here. Have you got any last words on good condiments for us, Nat?
Another one that I really, really love, I guess it's a mixture again of condiments, is a dressing for like a Thai beef salad or something.
Mm. Oh, yum.
So soy, great condiment as well.
Yeah, excellent condiment. Can't go past. It's going to be up there for me actually.
Yeah. Fish sauce. So equal parts fish sauce, soy and lime juice.
Yum.
And maybe if you did 2 tablespoons of each of that, you'd do maybe a teaspoon of brown sugar and a chopped chili is really delicious as well. Yum. Great over in fish, chicken salads.
Sounds nice and fresh, kind of
really
tangy.
Nice. Yeah.
Goodness. Just would like to say one lonely texter has sent in a sweet condiment, maple syrup. So good shout
Don't
out.
Don't think about sweet condiments at all.
Haven't even gone there, but that
Maybe
is such
a great
call. Maybe
it's a whole sweet condiment segment.
Oh, I love maple syrup. Yes.
Hey, thank you very much, Nat.
Pleasure.
For bringing us condiments on breakfast food this morning. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Yumbo. Breakfast food on 95 BFM.